and welcome to the best of. It's the Drew and Mike show, and we have some. It's a bit Brandon-centric.
God damn it!
Yeah, it's very heavy, Brandon.
Nothing to be ashamed of here.
Did you put it together?
No.
I think we're starting with light kissing, which is how Brandon started.
It's a trademark move.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people found this to be very effective. It's
Try
a way
it.
Of showing interest, but also not really revealing that you're interested in someone and making them come on to you because they're so disappointed in the light kissing. Is that the idea?
No, mm-hmm. I think you're creating that out of nowhere.
What?
Well, how's it your move?
It's a tease move for sure.
Yeah. Light kissing was used, I believe. I don't know. We'll have to listen to this best of here, but I believe the correct context was I was posing for a photo, and it was a light kiss photo where we were just posing. I don't know. It kind of snowballed from there.
I'm not sure. What does light kissing have to do with being photographed?
So yeah. you're having a picture taken. You don't want to be like.
Yeah, we weren't making out, but
why
we were
wasn't
doing
it just kissing?
Photo.
So,
it
was so light kissing is only a term to be used for a tasteful photograph.
Yeah,
guess I don't know.
I think it's
a photography term.
I think it's had.
Oh,
impact.
It's not. Why are you defending this, Trudy?
Art. Thank you, Trudy.
It's a move.
It's art.
It's not art.
It's not the nude move or anything.
I've never heard of light kissing, ever.
No.
I've never heard the term. I don't think anyone's ever combined the term light and kissing before.
I don't
before.
Think everybody's anyone's ever done it.
I don't know. Light kissing could be fun.
Or making out light. And it's like, you're the making out or you're not making
out. Yeah, light petting.
Ah, well, the
heavy petting.
The definition is gentle, sensual kissing that is less intense and passionate than deep French kissing.
Yeah. Yeah, that no one has ever done.
Typically, light kissing is done with mouth closed, which in this instance, it was.
I did not, you know, you had defined light kissing. That was a great definition, though.
Yeah.
Did you get Webster's to accept that?
Actually, did you register lightkissing.com?
This is from Kinkley, whatever that is.
Some reason, I wanted to connect light kissing to the Carnival cruise lady that had been on all the cruises.
Because the story occurred when I was on a cruise.
Yeah.
And was it connected to that? Am I right about that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, we'll find out in a little
we
bit.
We need to have the Carnival cruise lady that was throwing her weight around. We need to have that as the best of at some point.
We're going in chronological
order. There is some definition of activities engaged in international waters, possibly? Is there an international waters exception?
Right. Yeah, I thought I was going to be in a lot of trouble.
Oh, maybe like kissing is that... Something, it's so crazy, you only do it in international waters? Wow.
The other Brandon bit is all about his big trip to Vermont for a bachelor party.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
This is one of our buddies had a bachelor party. We decided to just get into a van and take off. So I think this is actually kind of a two-parter mashed into one. Before we went and after we went. Because there was some questionable lodging. Which just so happens every single time I go on any kind of trip.
It was it was community lodging, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a hostel.
Gross.
Where, you know, there's a bunch of beds in the room and anybody who comes stays in there. So you can have complete strangers, you know, sleeping right underneath you in the bunk.
Ah, man, is that risky?
Doing it.
Did you make
light kissing. They could be engaged in light kissing underneath your bunk.
All right.
Did you turn it into a hostel?
No, there was no murdering going on. There was no...
Was there late partying, though, wasn't there?
Oh, a ton. Yeah.
Were people having trouble sleeping while you guys were going at it?
Partying.
Going at it.
That is.
Well, I meant partying.
Oh, okay.
I assume there was music and loudness and drunkenness.
You know, for the most part, everybody that was there was partying pretty late into the night. But we wanted to get some sleep anyway. We had to hit those slopes.
Ah, okay. And then the Fire Festival, which this is just one of those things that's going to live in infamy. I don't think I'll ever forget about the Fire Festival because it's so... Is there anything comparable to this? Has anything big not come off before?
No. And now we know that he fudged all his books, Billy McFarland, and claimed that he had all these investors from J-Lo to... Apparently the only real investor he got was Ja Rule, who said, it's not my fault, but I take total responsibility.
I'm kind of amazed that he's kept as distanced from it as he has been. He hasn't really suffered for it, has he?
Ja Rule? No. Yeah. I think he was taken in by Billy McFarland.
Obviously.
Which has been a punishment enough.
The influencers, though, did they get paid?
Yes.
They showed
did.
Up. They
That's
got
where
paid.
All the money went. All That's the money all that went. Was put forth went to all the models and Billy McFarland flying to, you know, the photo shoots and fucking around with hot models. Now, the guy we talked to sued... and actually won a judgment of a settlement of $5 million.
Whoa, really?
I don't know who's ever going to pay that, but they won money.
Speaking of influencers, I was reading that I think it's Kylie Jenner gets $1 million a pop for an ad on her Instagram.
Really? Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Must be nice. And
Kim only gets $800,000.
And what does the Meet the McMurrays get, eh? 20 cents?
I'm not sure how that works.
Tim Hortons.
Yeah, he'd be happy with that.
Sure. Finally, on the Best of, we have Mike Babone returns. And yeah,
this is not for the shameless plug of Meet McMurray's, eh? The Instagram show he put together that currently has 213 followers, all of them listeners to the podcast.
What? Why were we talking to Mike Babone this time?
I think we just forgot about him and we wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
And he talks about the rib pit, right, Trudy?
Yeah. The tar pit and ribs.
Tar pit and ribs.
He cooks him on a car, eh?
Yeah. He cooks him on his buddy's Barracuda. Or his buddy cooked him in the back of his Barracuda or some kind of weird stuff. Sounded delicious.
But the plugs after, like 20 years after the fact, he's still plugging what he was plugging originally was kind of amazing.
He's endearing.
Service after the sale, eh?
Very, very sweet.
So, yeah, Mike Babone, Brandon Light Kissing, Fire Festival, The Bachelor Party in Vermont, and what more do you want on the Best of the Drew and Mike Show?
Shallow issue, serious thought. Nice religion treating their women that they're just there to get the guys off, right? I mean, isn't that what that really is implying? That
absolutely.
Sense? Yep. These poor men have to be celibate because their wives aren't around. That's all they're really good for. Right, Brandon?
Well, I was just thinking of the comparisons with some other religions where if you're...
Oh, sex is only for procreation.
Or if you're...
The Scientology yes. discussion?
Yeah, if you're not... satisfying your man.
Very similar.
You need to be punished.
Poor 16-year-old girl who is so uptight about sex and she's forced to marry this 42-year-old by Scientology and then she gets called on the carpet because he's masturbating. She's not getting him off enough.
It's amazing they get away with that.
I can't figure it out. I just can't
believe. Well, you know why, right?
Because they spend money.
International waters.
Oh, international waters. I forgot.
Saw it a mile away.
Well, you could have busted
me. Why didn't I see that coming?
You could have busted the joke set up 2 minutes earlier.
But they're on American soil, too. They're kidnapping people on American soil.
Oh, man.
Their stupid rules are being enforced on American soil.
I don't know how much international waters really implies if you're on a vessel that's from the United States. Reason being, I almost got in some trouble.
Oh, that's right.
I almost got in some trouble on a cruise ship once.
Wait, in international waters?
In international waters.
What did you do?
Oh, this was bad. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll do it anyway.
I'll spill it.
I went on a cruise.
Statue of limitations up?
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay. He murdered somebody and threw him overboard into international waters.
I don't know. It's so stupid. I'm going to regret this. But
no, you're not.
But I went on a cruise with a couple buddies, and I got it was on my during my birthday, which is a good thing to do when you're on vacation because everybody parties and gives you everything for free the night before. You know, stroke of midnight, they get you messed up.
Oh, right, sure.
And then the next day is your birthday, too. So you're the king for 2 days. And,
did you cross the international dateline? Is that
during one of these nights? I'm blacked out, drunk. I don't even remember what happened. And I met several individuals, a lot of people throughout the course of the trip. And at the very end of the trip, I got
what the hell happened that night?
I got information and exchanged emails. And hey, send me some pictures. That'd be great. And when I got home, about 3 weeks later, I got an email from one of these girls. Who I guess we had hung out with, and there was a picture of me and her, and we're
did you very remember at all?
Lightly kissing.
Really?
Very, very lightly kissing.
Ready for a bomb?
Are you ready for a bomb? About 2 weeks after, and that was it. And I was like, okay, great, whatever.
Was she cute?
Yeah, and she was at the bar, and
I love that Brandon kisses lightly.
the reason I say that is because it wasn't like a full-out make-out session where I'm sticking my tongue down this person's throat.
Then what's the point?
It has nothing to do with small hands, right?
No.
Okay, small hands, small kisses, I don't know.
Chicks groping her with my small hands.
That week. I got an email about 2 weeks later from a concerned mother.
What? What?
And this individual apparently was saying,
"Oh, I know international waters," but it was she was underage.
My daughter was only 16 years old, and I'm like, "What?" And number one, I don't recall her being 16 years old, and two,
was her mother anywhere near the scene?
No.
Did you ask how old she was?
She was there with this girl was there with a couple cousins, and they all told us that they I don't know were in their 20s or something like that.
What's the age of consent?
I don't know. I didn't do anything with her though, but it really scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. The mom sitting.
And I responded with international waters.
Did you really? No. Did you?
No.
Really?
I responded with that. You know, she lied to me. Like she told me that she was. You know, when I met her.
Nice,
at the bar.
Nice blaming the victim.
I was blacked out drunk. You know, it was.
Blame the victim. Always
this
blame the
years
victim.
Years ago, I was only like a year and a half older than that at the time, anyway, or something like.
Why
that.
Why didn't you say?
Well, how, wait. You how old were you?
I was like 22.
There's the real story.
Now I feel really crappy about it. But ultimately, she threatened me with all these lawsuits
what?
And stuff.
She
and
really, did?
Oh, yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
You say nothing happened?
Yeah, I said absolutely. I said, ask
what did
her
daughter say?
I don't know. I was never in contact with her again.
She probably said, cash me outside.
Cash me outside.
I bet someone knew that reference.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
How about
that's exactly what she said. No, and I was legitimately scared off my ass for about 3 months thinking I was going to be arrested. Long story short, nothing ever came of it.
Where do you remember where the girl lived? Out of state, right?
I might have the photo on my email.
Oh, really?
No way.
Of the light kissing? That's why there was light kissing. She was 16. She didn't know any other way to kiss.
This girl didn't look like she was 16.
I can't wait to see this.
I know.
This is awesome. I was pretty hammered though, so I mean, I don't know if she's hot now. Looking back, this is back.
Don't you have this picture of Brandon like from the bachelor party, yeah, like that look? Yeah,
and, yeah, just
like just so
just
out of it.
Out
he,
of it.
He couldn't even form a kiss with his mouth, and she's just like kissing his mouth.
Yeah, I think she's gonna appear to be the aggressor in the picture.
I can't believe they had no evidence.
Did you find it?
Not yet. I don't even want to look for this.
I can't believe that mom had no evidence and just started threatening lawsuits.
Trust me, I wasn't proud of it. I don't remember any of it.
Did she think you had sex with her daughter?
I don't think so. It didn't happen. I know it. I know that didn't happen because that night I was so messed up. One of my buddies had to pretty much throw me in the bathtub and pour water.
Well, then anything
throat.
Could have happened. Who
almost,
knows what you did to her?
I almost
you
died. That
stuffed
that
it in her
day.
Mouth.
Lightly.
Lightly.
Brandon makes love lightly.
Yeah, I'm pretty ashamed of
it. I lightly inserted myself into it.
So this is like 10 years ago. Statute of limitations is long gone.
Over 10 years, yeah. I was so young at the time. Did I say 20? I meant like 20 even.
And she was 18 now.
God. And she was 14. You know, a 6-year difference.
Oh man, I feel because then you—I don't know—when stuff like that happens, you feel like you've done something wrong.
Oh yeah, I mean,
well, you did, but I mean, it's not your fault.
I don't recall, and I was probably lied to. I know I was lied to.
Light kissing—is that illegal?
I think you could light kiss a 14-year-old.
Oh God, I don't know.
Should not
I don't know.
You could say it's a peck on the cheek. It was a light kiss. Look.
No one's gonna ever
light kisses. Not me.
Not me. Light.
It's a peck on the cheek. I was saying goodnight. Jeez.
It's not like we were heavy petting. It was a light kiss.
Yeah.
I can't believe you described it as a light kiss.
Because no, because when you live. If you saw the picture, if you saw the picture, it wasn't like we were. It was like we were posing for a picture or something. That's what I meant by.
I think the real story here is that you described something as like this.
Here, I'm gonna look it up, and this is like the oldest email I have.
I hope you have this. Come on.
Do you like kiss Kristen? He's
term
just gonna
really,
ignore me now.
I'm trying to think if I've ever used that term before. I don't
like
think
kissing.
I have.
No one has. No
I think
one
Brandon has invented a term.
I think I found them, but they're
Google
not
it.
Opening. Like these are so old. This is from 2007, and you see these, Mark. You see, I got the pictures all up, but they're all broken.
Oh yeah.
So it looks like the evidence has been destroyed.
Oh man.
How does that happen?
I got this. Yeah, these are a whole bunch of different.
That's some experts we know.
Oh, oh, is that her?
This is. Yeah, oh, check this out. look at me. I look drunk. Oh boy.
I gotta tell you, she looks older than 16 there.
Yeah, I thought she was too.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, these are the shots. The beginning of the end. I got my vanilla fudge shirt on.
Shot.
Look, every picture is me just drinking.
That's her in that picture?
Right here?
She might not look 16, but she certainly acts like she's
Where's
like
the
12.
Light?
Yeah, she's
I don't have those pictures aren't coming up yet. I'll keep looking.
They just got to take time to look.
Can we see her with a normal face or the light kissing picture?
Here, let me keep looking. I got to show.
She's 14. The light kissing picture.
God damn it.
She's making ridiculous.
She was 16 and 7/8. And it was international waters.
I know, so anything goes. We've learned that thanks to Scientology.
Man, I'm really bummed out about this.
Let's call William from the Fire Festival.
I got music.
You got appropriate music for the Fire Festival?
If you want to use that song, fine. I'd rather have a bad version of Jimi Hendrix again. Didn't we just go through this with Hendrix?
Who is this?
No idea. Remember we just went through this like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, this bad cover.
It's not Lenny Kravitz?
How does it sound like Lenny?
I don't think it is. Jam is just kidding. Go back to yours.
Unless what?
Is this William?
Hey.
William, hey, it's Drew and Mark and Trudy and Brandon. I know it's a lot of names for you, but we're calling because you were at the Fire Festival and you put up a lot of stuff on social media, and we've been fascinated by this horrific event. How are you doing, by the way? Is everything okay? You've recovered? You're home? Everything's fine?
Yeah, back in Raleigh, North Carolina, and finally recovered over this weekend. Was able to get some sleep, so...
Sweet. When did you find out, by the way, on the way down there, did you have any clue that something was wrong?
I mean, on the way down, you saw a couple articles about, is this a scam? But you didn't actually believe it. You can't believe everything you read on the internet. So we didn't really know what we were getting into. We thought we were getting that luxury vacation that we'd signed up for, and then you saw what we got. So.
Yeah. But I mean, so you did read things, but you just thought, oh, it's baloney. These guys are, I mean, did you look into it at all? I mean, did you see, festival, there's some bands, it's obviously okay. I mean, I would have assumed that it was okay, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we got our tickets in December and none of the acts were announced and Ja Rule's name wasn't tied to it or anything, but then they started naming the acts and, it seemed fine. And the articles you'd see opposing it or saying it was a scam were few and far between. You see one or two that, maybe a vendor said something here or there, and maybe that was just a disgruntled employee or, disgruntled vendor. So, it still looked like it was good to go and that it would be this awesome trip. And so we thought everything was A-okay, but.
So you made it onto the island. How were you one of the first groups of people to make it onto the island?
I think people had gotten there as early as like 5:30 in the morning on Thursday. We got there at about 5:30 or 6 at night Thursday. So, that was still before Friday. Like a lot of people were supposed to arrive Friday as well. So
what was the first horror? Was it the luggage being dumped out of the shipping container? Was it your accommodations?
I think it was the accommodation because we got on this bus and we got to the site of the island and you just saw all these tents and you thought, oh God, maybe our living accommodations are somewhere else because we have this lodge. So after realizing that was where we were going to stay, that was kind of disappointing. And then tracking down your luggage was a feat. So.
Oh, were you in the dark? Is there throwing bags out of the truck in the dark? Were you there?
I was. That was billed as the white glove concierge service, by the way.
Oh, I saw the picture of the concierge stand. That was really kind of comical.
Picture, yeah.
Oh, that was your picture. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to frame that. So.
Wow. Were you actually looking for the concierge, or did you just see that and decide what a great picture?
I was looking, you know, because you see all these booths set up, and one of them said food kiosk, and it looked just like that, and one of them said something else, but the concierge one was pretty poetic, because we were looking for someone to tell us where to go and what to do, and I was like, well, this sums it up, you know.
Well, yeah, did they even tell you what tent to go to?
No, because some people had a particular numbered tent. Ours wasn't numbered for some reason. And so I said, where do we go? And the guy said, just everybody with a lodge, go grab one of these tents. And everyone just jogged over, like, mad rush to the tents. And so we grabbed one, and then somebody showed up later, and they were like, I'm in 292. I'm like, sorry. Whoops, you know.
So even at that point, those weren't the kind of accommodations you were expecting, though. Weren't you expecting something kind of luxurious?
Yeah, we were. So, you know, I said that place, as we were there, looked like it was maybe 3 to 4 weeks away, maybe even more from being finished. Mm-hmm. But even if it were finished, it was far from what we thought we were buying, which was, you know, a lodge with four rooms and a living room and, like, you know, not some disaster relief tents. So.
Wow.
Hey, but at least you got those two pieces of bread and that one piece of cheese.
The salad.
I got to say, William, nothing makes me laugh harder than that one picture of the gourmet meal.
It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
Did they have a beer stand? At one point, weren't they supposed to have alcohol? And I thought you might have tweeted about, like, they finally opened it, or didn't they ever open the beer?
They had a bar, but they did not have beer. They said that it wasn't there yet, that they had ordered it. So they just had liquor drinks, which were $14.
Oh. And they were room temperature, I heard.
Probably. I didn't consume any. Our main objective was getting off the site.
How long were you there before you said, we're leaving? This is terrible.
Probably about 2 hours in. My friends were like, because I kept thinking, you know, our house is somewhere else, and like, someone just hasn't told us where to go. And, you know, my buddies were 5 minutes in. They're like, we're out of here. So, but I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, and that didn't work out. So after getting kicked out of our second tent, you know, we had no place to go, and we managed to talk our way onto the flight manifest to get out of there. So.
Oh,
wow. Hey, I got to give you props. You know, usually when something goes this south, it tends to be kind of, you know, you feel kind of embarrassed, like, oh my God, I can't believe I bought tickets. But you took all these pictures and went on social media, and you sort of, you know, helped expose it. And I think that's a great, you know, it's a great response. Yeah, it's more fun than just getting ripped off.
And you saved people too.
Yeah, saved a lot of people.
Saw your tweets, and they said, oh, I'm not going to that disaster.
Yeah, thank you. That was one thing that, you know, I mean, I have that's my full-time job is running this website in Raleigh that kind of is satire, but also the news. And I was like, well, this is a news story, you know, this is something that needs to be reported. I did not think that many people would see it, but people started reaching out to me, especially on Instagram. And I guess they were searching, you know, the hashtag, and they would say, hey, should I come to this? And I said, well, take a look for yourself, and if this is what you signed up for, come on. But if not, I wouldn't. So,
were there any people who seemed to be in charge of it that you could talk to?
Like Ja Rule? Where's Ja Rule?
Organizers anywhere? Or?
Billy McFarland was there. So he was the co-founder of the festival, and he was there standing on this table when we first arrived.
I saw that.
You know, kind of waiting to talk to him. And, you know, he was nice and answering the questions, but that isn't really how you should manage, you know, hundreds of people. Like, grab the mic on the stage and tell people where to go, maybe, not just answer individual questions and then yell random things like, go grab a tent. So, I don't know. I've never organized a festival, but you'd think.
You know what I thought was kind of weird about this, and maybe it's just an age difference. If I went to something like that, like I'm thinking about when we went to Woodstock in '94, you know, there was stuff wrong. People were really pissed. And I noticed it seemed like the people at the Fire Festival weren't that upset. I mean, they were turning around and going home, but it just seemed kind of orderly. I mean, that could have been total chaos, but and maybe I missed something. I don't know. It seemed like people weren't They were just more doing what they had to do to get out of there. As
yeah,
opposed to being,
I mean,
just pissed like and wanting to take it out on somebody.
Yeah, it was, I think maybe the location had something to do with that because people had nowhere to stay. So they were like, I have to get out. I have to get to the airport. I have to get to another resort because it's not like we can just crash in a tent. There weren't places for people to be. So it really, I mean, as much as we joke and laugh about it, it really did become like, how am I going to survive this? I'm in a foreign country. Like I don't have any resources because they told you not to bring cash. I mean, I brought it anyway, but they told you to put everything on your Fireband and cashless event. So some people could have showed up there without any way to like grab a guy driving a truck and say, you know, here's $20 or $50, take me to the airport.
How's the lawsuit look? Any thoughts on that, or have you learned anything about it?
I haven't paid much attention to the class action lawsuit, but my attorney, Stacy Miller, is working on something that we might file tomorrow in North Carolina.
Sweet.
So yeah, we'll have to. He's handling that. So
you got your own suit.
Would you settle for like a weekend with Kendall Jenner and Belie Haddad at the Fyre Festival next year or something? They get to stay in your tent.
I don't know. I'll ask Stacy to comment on that.
I mean, hooked you, that fancy video? And that seems to be where they spent a lot of the money, was paying those idiots.
Yeah. Well, really, what was really intriguing about it to us was that it was supposed to be like Coachella in the Bahamas, and it was a private island. You're getting there on, you know, private plane with your friends, and it was a super exclusive thing that we thought would actually be a vacation. And so we just assumed, like, we found out about the day before it even, the tickets went on sale. And so we just thought, oh, we're the lucky few people who got tickets on day one. These things will sell out in a week. And we thought, you know, it would be a good vacation. You know, I didn't really care that whatever model was going to be there.
So you weren't sucked in by Kendall Jenner's Instagram, which she was paid $250,000 for, by the way.
I mean, so I know it did for a lot of people. I know a lot of people were like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with Bella Hadid.
Sure.
Really thought that? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, sorry about the whole ordeal. What a big, big drag. I think you wanted us to mention your website. It's, let's see. What's that say? It's
ITB Insider.
Oh, ITBInsider.com. Your Twitter at WNFIV, right? And Instagram, WNFIV.
Yep.
Got it all? Wait, you had 50 million Twitter impressions from your pictures? Oh, my God. 50 million. Jesus.
Yeah, it was crazy. I normally do like 400,000 a month, and that tripped at about 50 or 51 million.
So you do a lot anyway, though. How'd you get so big on Twitter?
I mean, just been doing it for about 10 years, so, you know.
Are you an influencer?
Yeah, they should pay you. They should pay you next time.
Yeah, hey. I'm starting my own Fyre Fest next year. No.
Hey, William, before I let you go, I saw this guy in Good Morning America who was one of the people that was disappointed at Fyre Festival, and he said, "I really was kind of a fun experience. I'm going next year for the 2018 version," and I was shocked. I was like, "You got to be kidding me! You would not go to the 2018 version, would you?"
I cannot say that I would. We'll see if that even happens. So I'll be interested.
Yeah, I wonder if this lawsuit, we'll see. But hey, listen, thanks so much for your time. And it's a shitty thing to talk about, but I appreciate your time on it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay, William.
Thanks, William.
All right. Take care.
William Finley from Raleigh.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Raleigh, North Carolina. Brandon has this conflict on Wednesday. Should we? Well, we shouldn't have an on-air meeting. We should have the meeting off the air. A crazy idea.
Yeah, and while Mark was looking up reviews on that motel, I was looking up reviews on where we're staying, the lodge in Vermont.
Oh, yeah, any one stars?
I'm actually pretty thrilled by this one star because it says, "I do not recommend this lodge. My family and I walked into the room to find there's one pillow per person."
A
one
The beds are uncomfortable, pillow. And the TV model is from like 1990.
Oh, I'm kind of with them.
So, you know, I don't know if that's the worst.
Bring your own pillow.
That's the
TV.
Worst. Then I'll be okay.
Any other one stars?
God, I sleep on floors half the time when I'm drunk.
Brand
rock hard or bathroom
or
floor.
Bathroom.
Yes, bathroom floor. yeah, there's a one star. This place is trash.
Who picked this place you're staying at?
The groom's brother.
I think your buddies picked some shady places. That place, yeah. That place in Charlevoix was
hilarious.
In Petoskey, right? Yes. Petoskey, that's when right. I woke up and condoms in the bed with me.
Oh boy! And the ice dams.
wait! You woke up and the condom was in the bed with you?
Yes, it was under the sheets with us, and we never knew. And
you didn't see it?
No, I mean, we just got in there to go to bed. We never, nothing happened in there or anything. But when we woke up and we pulled the sheets off, yeah. It's like, what's this condom? It's open.
That's what your buddy told you.
I mean, it wasn't unrolled or anything. But, I mean, it's an open condom and everything.
But he said, oh, yeah, that's been there the whole time.
Yeah. And then it was, that place is bad. But the ice dams, oh, my God. They could have, I know, I remember taking pictures and showing you guys.
No, that's great.
They could have crushed an entire car, and there was no other places to park. And so we were very worried that these things were going to slide off the roof.
It was extremely dangerous to be in a hotel with, you could literally be killed by the ice dam.
And this was also when you kept seeing ice dam in the newspapers, so it was.
And no more white, no more one stars?
No, no.
How about a two star?
Actually, there's not that bad. This place is fine if you want to share a bunk bed and a bathroom with 20 other people.
Which you do. you don't mind.
That's not the case. We really entrusted him with the lodging. I took care of the van situation. We got the van, 15-person van.
So who picked the hotel?
Buddy Timmy, the groom's brother.
And what was his instructions, like how much to spend, for example?
This is actually kind of funny because we just went to Boyne a couple weeks ago, and so this trip got planned after that trip was planned. So we said, hey, we're kind of on a budget here, and he said, hey, I got it. I took care of it. So we all said, well, where are we staying? And he says, I got it. You're going to like it. So a couple days pass, and we have a group text. Hey, where are we staying, by the way? Don't worry about it. I got it. And so we finally found out the name of the place.
1990 TVs. Doesn't sound like he's got it.
But there's not a lot of pictures.
pillow?
One not a lot
pillow.
Of pictures of it online. It's like, where are we staying? So,
are there any pictures of the room?
Let's take a look. I'm wondering if
I think he's rolling the dice.
Yeah,
he might be. but we're spending some money, so
yeah, he's pocketing half.
What's the room cost?
Each of us for lift tickets and lodge, we're each throwing about $350 down.
For how many nights?
It probably only cost $150.
Three or four Thursday.
Three or four.
Three nights. Four days.
If it was four nights. Wait, three nights? Four nights?
Three nights.
Three nights. Okay, but lift tickets are in there. How much are lift tickets?
Lift tickets are expensive because we're going all day Friday,
like how much?
All day Saturday. I want to say lift tickets alone are probably about $160, $170.
That means the room is only $170 and the room's $350. It's $180 for the room for three nights. $60 a night.
But there's seven dudes.
A person.
Seven dudes. Oh, but only six are paying because the groom's not paying. So
wait, that's
six dudes times 170.
Sorry, my math.
So it's over $1,000. It's $1,020 for six guys.
Yeah, but see, there's conflicting photos.
Sounds like fuzzy math.
Yeah, it does.
Here it
is. I mean, how many? So there's six bedrooms, seven bedrooms.
It's a big scam.
I know. It sounds really shady.
I love how trusting you are of your friends.
So I think we're staying in like a lodge like
that could be really gross on the inside or it could be really cool on the inside. I couldn't tell you which.
But then there's also an additional building where everybody can congregate.
Ooh, that looks shady. Shady. There's a lot of, it's got that knotty wood. Although that room looks cool.
It does look straight out of the 70s.
That could be the lobby though.
Right. There's the bunk
bed. Bunk bed. Bunk beds and knotty wood. Ooh, I don't know.
But you know what?
I think you're going to find a pair of panties in that place.
We're just going to get we're going to get shit faced and we're going to snowboard our asses off. It's going to be a good time.
A pool table.
That's in the lobby.
Did you see a pool table? No, that's
a picnic table. Yeah, picnic table. I don't know,
man. Killington sounds fun though.
I think their excuse for everything is that it's really rustic and you should be outside skiing. You're not supposed to be in the room.
Well, I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
Okay, so this is the issue. See how the buildings are a little far apart. So mm-hmm. I think there is a main rec room that has like the fireplace and kind of the community.
Yeah, but you got to trudge through like 5 feet of snow to get there.
Maybe. However, we'll still get our own room so we can be as loud as we want. And I'm telling you, I'm going with a rowdy bunch. It's going to be a good time.
They're
going to say.
Okay.
They're going to say, we intentionally did not update the TVs because we don't want you in the room watching TV.
Right. You should be
using
skiing.
Your lift tickets. Brandon.
Yeah.
We still have not heard about the bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
Other than the fact that there was a little imbibing.
I made it
back. A long drive.
Yeah, we grabbed one of those vans. You know, I got it, 6 months in advance. You guys gave me a hard time for that, but we stocked it full of...
Vince planning was amazing.
Yeah, we stocked it full of, you know, food and a big TV. We propped it up, and we got the Xbox.
That was pretty awesome. You were showing me pictures, Drew.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys had the Xbox in the van?
Yes, they built like an easel or a tripod, something to hold. What is that, a 52-inch TV? It's huge.
No, I think it was only like a 30, but it looks pretty big when you're in a van.
So. And it was glowing, of course, because you're driving at night.
Boy, necessity is truly the mother of invention. Yeah.
They had an internet connection.
Wait,
they had a hot spot on one of their phones.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, cool.
So, yeah, here's us playing some Madden on the road. Yeah, and we also had some, like... motocross game, and yeah, it was a lot of fun, along with Battlefield 1 and stuff like that. But the ride to Vermont was pretty brutal, because overnight we had some pretty sketchy weather. It caused a lot of accidents. They closed I-90, so we had to go around that. It took us 16 hours to get there.
Good God, how long would it normally take in good weather?
If you don't stop a million times like we did, it's, you know, 12 hours, but we stopped a bunch of times. And then when I-90 closed, we had to go all the way around. We, you know, had to go through little towns like Amsterdam. And
I understand. What's all the stops? What's that all about?
Well, we stopped to change drivers, and I don't know. Eventually, it stunk in there.
Did you have to go to the bathroom a lot?
Yeah, a few times. So, but we ended up getting there at a really decent hour. We got to Vermont, and it was early. However, I didn't realize that Vermont also had that warm front, so it melted all the snow.
Oh,
what? No.
So Mount Killington was just kind of icy, but you know, we did some good riding. That first day we got there, however, I got pretty bombed right away. In fact, I did my patented spend a few hours in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Yeah. You crashed in the bathroom?
They took a group photo because Brandon was crashing in the bathroom.
Oh, so the group went in the bathroom?
No, the group just, one member of the group just held up a picture of Brandon.
Yeah, so here's the
phone.
Picture. Here's all the guys I went with. And then, since I'm not in it, one of them brought me up on their camera phone. And unfortunately, this is the only picture that we really got all together. And I'm not even in it. Because I'm busy puking.
You know, we were ragging that hotel room.
This is 7
room,
p.m.
Looks like a cool place, by the way.
It's nice.
This is 7 p.m.
Yeah. I rallied. I mean, I came back a couple hours later, but it was just too much too fast.
Yeah. And what happened? You rallied at 9 p.m., and then what happened after that?
Oh, we just kept drinking. This place was really weird. I've never been to a place like this. It's kind of like a bed and breakfast in a way, in which there's, you know, a common area. But we're... This group is loud, and sometimes they don't know what they're saying. And there was a Boy Scout troop there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How close by was the Boy Scout troop?
Oh, they were right next to it. I mean, just the whole common area.
They could have attended to you when you passed out. The Boy Scouts.
I held up the public bathroom.
You could have got a patch for that.
Wait, you're in a public bathroom crashed?
Oh,
no,
really?
No. I was in my... We had this little room that had 6 bunks, and it was tiny. And then 2 of the other guys had their own room. The groom did. He got the suite upstairs.
Nice.
But we had this really tiny thing. It was disgusting, to tell you the truth. After a bender like that.
Oh, explain the girl that was there.
Well, there was that's another thing about this bed and breakfast is some people come and they come one person at a time. So what they'll do is they'll throw you into, hey, you know, this group of guys over here. There's 5 of them and there's 6 bunks. So hey, you girl that just came in, you're in their room.
What?
Take it's like a hostel.
It's like a hostel. What? Yeah. There's this old dude named Dave who
Wait, you couldn't rent your own room?
your own bed,
that's
I guess.
Pretty much what you're pretty much renting beds when you go there.
What? Yeah. For how much? What's it cost?
You know, I don't really have the money down. I just
that's
know
preposterous.
That we all
paid
it for lodging.
Can you imagine a single?
What kind of a setup is that?
Just a single girl though that did
and
that.
That's
she's
the thing.
30.
There were several single.
She's
girls.
She's 30.
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Yeah, she was pretty hot. She's Bulgarian.
Wait, is she in the picture?
Yeah.
I think
that's how this came up. I'm like, hey, who's this chick hanging out with you guys?
Yeah, because I got a picture of the common area, just you know, to show how packed it was. And then she shows up in one of the pictures. So here's the common area, and you see behind us, there's dozens of people all over the place. Look at how many people are in this room with us.
Wait, and you guys are just drinking away like madmen?
Yes, screaming, being loud, saying things we shouldn't say out loud. And
were people telling you to shut up?
No, they're actually really cool, to tell you the truth.
Were they drinking too?
Yeah, but not. They weren't down in anywhere. But you know, here's one girl. This was Nika, and Nika's from Long Island, originally from Bulgaria. But she shows up.
My name is Nika,
and she's there by
herself. I live on the second floor.
She shows up, and they ended up throwing her in one of those rooms with six bunks with another girl who was there by herself. Yeah. So there's
they should get it on.
Yeah. However, this one guy shows up, and they go, okay, we got your room over here, and he puts her in with Nika and the other girl.
Nice.
So now this guy's bunking with two chicks.
Sweet.
And holding his farts in all weekend.
Probably not.
Oh, he's still
getting out.
He thinks he has a shot with these two chicks.
Did Nika put out?
No, Nika didn't put out.
Why not?
What about the other chick?
People try?
The other chick was older, and she was there just to get away from her kids. But
were people hitting on Nika and the other girl?
Oh God, yeah. Of course.
Probably that guy that was holding his farts and staying with her.
Everybody was.
That poor guy.
That's
anytime
the
he changed,
thing,
he had a suck in his gut too.
That's one thing this bachelor party really lacked was women. There wasn't a stripper factor.
You need to get Nika a little drunk. Nika wasn't partying?
No, Nika wasn't. She was very dedicated to waking up early and going skiing.
She's completely sober, and these completely hammered guys are hitting on her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. It was pretty brutal.
What a disaster. It's amazing that guy that stayed with her. He's probably downloading like Adele on his phone so he could pretend like he likes Adele. Like, oh, you guys like Adele, too? Trying to find any common ground with these two chicks in hopes of getting laid.
Was there no other
like This Is Us? That's my favorite show. Chrissy Metz is beautiful. Yeah. You guys want
to
watch?
You need to have Maz with you so you could figure out all those things. Wait, was there no other potential arrangement in terms of lodging?
No, there was plenty. You know, I guess we take a look back at it and we're kind of glad that we did it. This is something, I don't know, this is a experience that we never had before.
It looked
so that's
fun.
Kinda cool. But Groom's brother threw it together, and so when we got there, the first thing he said is, sorry, guys, it looked a lot bigger online. But we made it work. We really did. It was sweet. And the boarding was great, even though it was really icy. When you're on small hills here in Michigan. When you go to something like Mount Killington, where you finally get to go one of the gondolas, and you get to ride for, 10, 15 minutes straight, it's really cool, so...
So there were no major incidents of any kind?
I accidentally got tossed off a cliff, which was pretty brutal. I walked away without any injuries, but...
Well, you were tossed off a cliff? That sounds
yeah.
like...
I know, he says...
Were you hospitalized?
No,
it was a pretty big deal, because I got kind of kicked off this run by my buddy Kenny, who's like 6'8", 300, so he's kind of oafish on a snowboard, but the guy's really athletic, but... I don't know. Occasionally, he gets a little, He just ran into me when I tried to pass him, and his natural instinct was to push me, and so he pushed me off this cliff. Nice. And it was like a
nice instinct.
Yeah, it was like an 80 degree too, and so I hit all these trees on the way down, and I finally stopped myself with my board, and he peeked over the cliff, and it took about 15 minutes to get me out of there. All I had was bruises. My knee was pretty tender, but the worst part about it was we lost the group, and then when you're on a huge mountain like that and you're trying to look, two guys are looking for five other guys, it's impossible.
Is your tender knee okay?
My tender knee, it feels like a grapefruit, actually. It hurts, man.
How often does your knee get tender?
I guess when you smoke it on a tree, falling off the side of a mountain.
It's hurting me very badly.
It's bruised. But,
I'm in pain all the time.
To tell you the truth, I was pretty scared because there were times where we could have gotten in a lot of trouble for a lot of crazy things. But
it's funny how bachelor parties seem to somehow, I don't know.
Everything turned out okay.
There seems to be a lot of luck involved in scenarios like that.
No confrontations in the public bathroom. Like,
yeah.
Like your gas station incident.
No, I've been trying to flush everything every time I go to a new bathroom since that old
That guy had an effect on you. It worked.
Yeah, yeah. No, we kept it pretty. No, there's things I still can't say because I don't want to risk job opportunities for any of my friends.
Well, you just did.
So. No, you haven't named anybody.
People are going to think the worst now.
There's some pretty wild people.
And now all your friends bodies did you hide. All your friends going to be thought worse of because you're not telling the story. So they're going to assume that it's worse than it was. And none of your friends are going to get a job.
No, we kept it clean, but. But it, I don't know. It was wild though. Just a ton of drinking. It's really good when you get to everybody knows when you get to go and a lot of these guys here I've known since I was 10 years old, 5 years old, and so you know this group of friends has been you know really good over the course of my life. It's just cool to be with them and party with them because when you do get to see each other these days when everybody's got their own families, you just get wild, especially on that first night when you end up puking at 7 p.m.
Woo.
Light kissing? Any light kissing?
There's no light kissing. Light kissing. No.
How late were you up after you rallied?
They told us that there was a. That's another thing. As we show up, and he's like midnight curfew in the main area. It's like
what?
Oh, what?
It's a bachelor party, but we were able to break that law. You know, I don't really know. We did go to bed relatively early that first night, just because we had been driving all night and we had to wake up early to snowboard.
I still cannot believe you guys are in a common area.
I know.
Where anyone can land in one of your bunks. Wait, there's no fucking hotel around there?
Oh, there's a million lodges. there's lodges that are all
Brandon,
up on the mountains.
Whoever's in charge of lodging on your trips needs to be replaced. Because you stayed at that shit house in Charlevoig. Yeah. Was it Charlevoig? No, it was
Petoskey.
Petoskey.
Yeah.
And that place, the reviews were... Can we access any reviews or did we try to do that?
Yeah, I'll grab them right
now. Couldn't remember the name, but yeah, pull them up.
Yeah, with the incredible ice dams hanging right over the cars.
And the used rubbers.
And the people
in the bed.
The people at the front desk doing incredible things. Like the guy had prepaid for his room.
Yes.
And he ends up showing up there and they said no, he hadn't prepaid, so he had to rent another room, so he ended up paying for two rooms.
Nice.
For like three nights.
Yeah, that place is a one star on Yelp. That had the biggest ice dams I've ever seen in my entire life. I'll never forget that.
Did you leave a review that...
I've never left...
You wouldn't believe these ice dams. One star.
Who's in charge of the booking for that trip?
That was...
Yeah, you need to take it over.
We went... So this bachelor party that we just went to, the guy that's getting married, that's his fiance. She was in charge of this one when we went a couple years
ago. Fiance?
Yeah, his fiance. Look at their breakfast. They have a picture of their Yelp of their breakfast.
Two old buns like been there for 3 days.
Continental breakfast.
And the lower level.
I've seen more at 7-Eleven at like 8 p.m. at night from the morning.
I don't know what those are on the lower level. They look like turds. There's like four turds.
Someone took a shit in the pastry cabinet.
Yeah, and there's just a ton of empty space.
Yeah, what I remember about this place is when we showed up, there was a chick who came out. She was in a muumuu.
Hot.
She was so aggravated and mad that she had to help us, and it was like 8 p.m.
Yeah, she's the cranky lady at the front desk. Everyone talks about her.
And then she shows up in all these.
Yeah, she's in the reviews.
Avoid this place at all costs. I'm 36 year old. I've stayed in hotels all across the country. As I travel a lot for work, this is the worst experience I've ever had.
Wait, for work? She stayed there for work?
Front desk clerk was extremely rude. This place should be demolished. It stinks so bad. The breakfast was the most depressing thing I've ever seen. Oh, man. The next one. The staff tried, but nope. Facility is impossible.
Nope.
Layout of the hotel is challenging. There's steps everywhere. No attention paid to creating a breakfast area. It's not people-friendly. It's overpriced.
There's steps? Wait, that's kind of a weak complaint. There's steps everywhere?
Yeah. I do know what that person's
talking
about.
Unless they're like random steps just thrown in the middle of a room. Like up to a platform and back down for no reason.
Any more fine one-star reviews?
My husband booked and prepaid for three nights.
Oh, this is the one I love. I love this one.
in full via Travelocity, verbally confirmed upon check-in and check-out. Also at check-out, the host gave us a $10 credit on our charge card because the boiler went down and there was no heat on one of the days of our stay.
A $10 credit? Mm. When there's no heat, it should be free.
So upon getting our credit card statement, the $10 credit was there, but also I saw the hotel charged us for 3 nights. 3 calls later, ABI, that's the name of the hotel, provided a refund. However, the refund was $10 less than the original amount. I guess while they're correcting their own goof, they decide to take back their courtesy credit for the busted boiler. Next, in regard to the stay itself, the last night of our visit, our upstairs neighbors were partying rock star loudly until 5 a.m. Called the front desk to assist, but there was no answer. There's just no answer. She goes to bed at 9.
I pictured a lady in the moo-moo at the party.
Possibly.
Yeah, just boogieing down.
The lady in the moo-moo lives there, and so she'll come out of her little area that she lives in. However, once it hits a certain time, she doesn't come out no more because she's sleeping.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
And her area is probably nicer than any of the rooms.
I doubt it.
When
I really doubt that.
When I mentioned that I called and no answer at checkout, the person who worked the night shift happened to be there. She stated she was at the desk all night and denied getting any calls. Utter baloney.
She didn't answer the phone.
Lesson learned, I'll be less of a cheapskate next time and stay across the street. Oh, that's bad. There's a lot of them. That place, I'll never go back there. But
I'll read another one star. This place is classic.
What's the name of that place?
I love the management. That's my favorite part is every interaction with the management. Yeah. It's just
this
incredible.
Is America's Best Value Inn in Petoskey.
Oh, my God.
It's
America's Best Value.
It's baby blue. Let's see. So this one says, the manager is dishonest and fraudulent. So two couples were traveling for the weekend. I reserved and paid for the rooms. One couple was going to arrive much later, so the front desk clerk taped the envelope with keys to the front desk with instructions. When the second couple arrived, it was after hours, so the manager, Moo Moo, had to check them in. He told her my name and his name. She stated that there was no rooms under either and forced them to rent another room. I went down to the front desk and spoke with the clerk on duty, and the key was still there. I asked to speak to the manager, but she was out. She said she would leave her a message and give her a call. She never did, so I tried again. I spoke with the same person that checked me in, and she restated that she did leave very clear notes that couldn't have been missed. She also said that there were
couldn't
notes
have been missed
in the system.
Yeah, that's why they
but
paid
somehow,
for another room.
Somehow they were missed.
They couldn't have been.
This morning I received a nasty email from that manager acknowledging the key and refusing to give it to them. I have stayed here many times before.
What a bitch.
It always seems to be issues, but normally they're fixed. This time, she stole our money. I'll never come back here again. Charge my friend double. Blah, blah, blah. And surprisingly, there's only 4 reviews, and they're all 1-star.
Hey, are there any 5-star reviews? Are there any... I mean, what's the highest? Is there a 4?
Well, this is just Yelper, so I can check another. But that place, I'm telling you, you don't want to stay there. Ever.
I don't know. It sounds nice. Sounds like there's great service. Unless you want to have a party till 5 a.m., then it's no problem.
I just really wish I could.
That'll be the 5-star review. It was great. We partied till 5 a.m. No one bothered.
Who cared? The manager came and hung out with us in her moo-moo.
Dude, I really wish that I could. I still have that picture somewhere. I have all those pictures of those ice dams. I'm telling you, it's something you've never seen before.
What about the guy that sends a review and says, we got an extra room for free. There was a key and instructions when I got to the front desk telling us our room was paid for to check in. It was awesome.
No one ever said anything.
We only paid for one room and we got 2.
Rude employees, overpriced. Don't waste your money at this place. It's dirty, old, dated. I could go on and on, but why should I waste my time and energy? I would rather sleep in my SUV than spend one more penny at this dive. That wasn't even a 1-star. That was a 2-star. Real, man, unreal. But you know, now we stay. When we go to Boyne, now we stay right on the mountain in this cabin. It's awesome. It's tits. And so we're good now. There, we just had to find a place at first.
Are there a lot of references to the American or the Greatest Value Inn or whatever it's called when you guys go back there? Do people remember that in unforgettable weekend?
Yeah, we always kind of give the girl who booked it a hard time. And, but you know,
what was the low light of the weekend?
Of this weekend?
America's Best Value
Weekend. For that weekend.
America's Best Value Inn.
You know, I don't mind. I can sleep anywhere. I pass out on hard floors all the time, so I don't care.
In bathrooms.
I think the biggest pain is when we go to Boyne, that's kind of where the girls come with us. And Kristen was very, very upset when we found, you know, condoms in the bed that didn't belong to us when
wait,
we woke
plural?
Up.
Sweet.
No, it was just the there was the wrapper and it was open.
Was there rubber in it?
Yeah, it wasn't unrolled though.
That's nice.
But it's still a condom, an open condom, like
an unrolled, a rolled one. An unrolled one would be worse though.
Maybe it's an amenity.
Right, here you guys go. Yeah,
pre-open for you.
Yeah, to save you time.
But actually, I think that trip had a lot of things go wrong because we also were going to the casino, and then somebody had just turned or just had their birthday, and their license expired like, you know, a day or two before. Yeah. And so we got tailed and then kicked out.
Bummer.
Even though this person was already like 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if your driver's license is expired, they kick you out of those things. But they didn't even realize.
Freak.
So everything was kind of going wrong on that trip.
We got to make our phone call, don't we?
Yeah. I'm really excited about this. Although the pre-call took a while. I think this person likes to talk.
Well, that was really, I should have debriefed you more.
Well, I started leaving a message asking for this person.
Did he pick up the phone?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
He's got an answering machine?
Yeah. He's screening the call. Is it ringing?
Boy.
You can just ring it through. I don't remember what music we used for him. Oh, probably
the Bone Express.
Or the Tonight Show theme.
Yeah. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, hello?
Oh, yes, Mike Babone there, please?
Yeah, it's Mike Babone. How's it going there, guys?
Mike Babone. Hey, Babone, it's the Drew and Mike podcast. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Boy, I'll tell you, we've moved up in the world. I'll tell you, we're now in the podcast era for sure.
Yeah, we're reduced to podcasting. That's right. What are you doing, Mike?
You know, the usual stuff there. You know, the cars are getting so complicated. And it's hard to work on them. You know, you get older, you get a little arthritis in the fingers. I still prefer the classics. You know, that's just my thing. But
I didn't think he was that old.
Well, you know, I'm getting older now. I'm, you know, getting close
to exchange rate?
You know, 50 or so. You know, I've got AARP marching on my door or knocking on my door.
Are you still playing hockey, Mike?
I try to do pickup when I can. I always try to catch a game. And,
yeah.
You know, I like to travel. I like to watch the Leafs. How about that Austin Matthews, eh?
He's pretty good.
He's quite a player.
Yeah.
Hey, since you're such a hockey junkie, we're supposed to talk to Dave Strader tomorrow night.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, the play-by-play guy for the Dallas Stars. Used to do the Red Wings games. You know who Dave is?
Oh, wow, that's great. We should have him on with Baboon.
No, we're not doing that.
Not in a million years.
I think I throw it out there just in case. You never know.
No, it's worth a shot. It's a one in a million.
You know, it's like taking a slap shot there from the point, in the top of the blue line, and you hope that maybe it'll go in.
Just throw it in
the
net. Exactly. Maybe send a one hopper in there and see if it screws up the goalie. No, I understand. Totally.
Speaking of which, you wanted to play hockey on the Tonight Show against Jay Leno, who doesn't have a show anymore.
Yes, sadly.
Have you tried to get on another? I mean, there's so many late night shows now.
It's such a great idea. I mean, it was so likely.
I mean, who wouldn't want to see that?
You know, it would have been nice. I'd be okay if Jay wanted to cross me and, you know, cross check me, you know, and maybe hook me or slash me if he wanted to, you know, just for some comedy relief. But this, you know, was not meant to be, guys. You know, it's one of those things, you know, you try to win the Stanley Cup, you know, that's your dream in life, and sometimes you end up just being a mechanic.
I'm trying to figure out, how does Mike Babone sound different? He sounds a little different, doesn't he?
Just a little bit.
Just a little. Not much.
You know, slightly. Well, I've aged. You get a little older.
It's been a while.
I haven't said a word in 16 years.
Well, that's true, you know, plus, you know, drinking beer doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, are you throwing down many beers?
I don't, you know, I don't imbibe as much as I did. You know, when I was younger, I used to have, you know, O'Keefe, am I allowed to say brand names?
Sure, yeah, why not? Of course.
Yeah, maybe they'll be a sponsor, you never know. Like, kind of like Bill's Tar Pit and Ribs. You know, I know that's like an inside joke there, guys.
Yeah,
sure, you know,
inside,
what I'm talking
only inside for you, though. What's Bill's Tar Pit and Ribs?
Well, that was supposed to be the sponsor of Mike Babone to help him go across the country, and I'd be wearing the Bill, you know, Bill's tarpon ribs hat. Oh, but I don't even know if I have the hat anymore. I do have my Babone jersey, though. That I've had that for a long time.
Wait, is Bill's tarpon ribs, is that near where you live?
Well, not exactly. it's in the boonies, as they call it.
Okay.
So somewhere off, I don't know, State Road 84, gosh, you know, it's been such a long time. I don't even know if they're in business anymore, to be honest with you.
How'd you get this guy to sponsor you? I mean, he was going to sponsor you, apparently.
Well, yeah, you know, I told him exactly what I had in mind, and he thought I was insane. And he said, okay, you know what, just wear the hat, promote my place. Let me put it to you this way. You know, you have guys out there, they drive out they drive around the neighborhood. They've got these trucks, like food trucks. It's a big thing now. But, you know, Bill, you know, God bless this guy. You know, he's a pioneer, kind of like me. You know, he just went out there and started, selling ribs and, you know, right from his car. And
yeah, God bless him.
I'll tell you.
He sells ribs out of his car and he's going to sponsor you to go across the country? How is that going to work? You'd have put the guy out of business, Mike.
Well, not exactly. I figured that I'd promote the guy.
About 50 grand,
he's got
Bill.
A website and, you know, all that stuff. So it's kind of what we do. You know, we got to help each other out.
Yeah, no, I get it. Jay just pulled up the story where you had the 95,000 signatures to get onto the Tonight Show. Did you get more than 95,000, or is that where it ended?
I think we got fairly close, but, you know, to be honest, I think we probably scared off the folks there at the Tonight Show because, you know, they just didn't want to start a trend where all of a sudden you have any Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know, just appearing on the show to do some stunt.
Well, the stunt made exactly were you going to do on the Tonight Show? Because as I recall, it made no sense whatsoever. But try me again.
Oh, of course. Well, I was going to play hockey. I was going to have Jay Leno don a mask. You know, maybe from the original Six era. You know, something like a classic, kind of like the cars like that he drives.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I'd be out there. We'd have ice on the stage. I'd be on my ice skates, my vintage CCMs.
Getting more unlikely with every detail.
That's true. But, you know, I'd start to, you know, stick handle a little bit and hope for the best and see if I can get a puck past Jay Leno.
Oh, wow.
It would have been really nice. But, you know, it's one of those things that was a fantasy, but it just was not meant to be, as they say.
At age 10 when you used to watch Johnny Carson.
Oh, there's no doubt. Those were the good old days. You know, I remember watching Johnny and, you know, God rest his soul.
He was,
you know, really a great guy. And
he's eulogizing him now. Years after.
You know, I am. I get a little melancholy there.
I didn't mean to bring the room down, Mike.
Back to the 70s. And,
I don't remember
Bobo
being so serious.
All that stuff.
That's
Mike,
older age.
By the way, in Jay's story, it does mention Bill's Tar Pit and Ribs sponsoring you. So they're still getting plugs online.
I don't remember that.
It's incredible. You know, even almost 20 years later,
Bill's
Tar Pit and Ribs, it's still popular, even though people can't find it. But, you know, it is what it is.
Is he still in his car, possibly? I mean, did he ever get out of his car and actually open a store?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, he basically, he made the ribs. I mean, he barbecued the ribs literally from his trunk. So it was kind of nice. It was very unique.
Yeah.
You know, he had a vintage muscle car. I think it was a Cuda, maybe a 71 or something like that. And
yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, it was lime green. And then he would sometimes put the ribs right on the trunk, you know, especially during a hot day or you know, right over the hood even. My gosh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, maybe the engine heated them up.
Pretty much. And let me tell you, that'll heat it up. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in southern Florida where it gets quite hot. You know, it'll get into the 90s with humidity, but it'll still warm up your steak quite nicely. So,
Babone, are you still in Florida?
Well, I go kind of back and forth a little bit. Right now, I'm on the West Coast. I'm checking out some hockey games. And, you know, I always listen to the NHL online, so I have a chance to, you know, hear my team see how they're performing and all that. You know, kind of like old-time hockey, you know, you get to listen to the game on the radio, so it's kind of nice. It's streamed. It's also free, you know, unlike other sports where they charge you an arm and a leg. You know, it's unfortunate. But, I'll be back in Florida very soon. I'm excited. The weather is great this time of year. It's not too cold. unlike Toronto right now, where it's freezing.
Babbling.
So,
the baboon what are you talking about?
The baboon babble.
Well, sorry, guys. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent.
Oh, that's okay.
There. It happens.
No, it's, we expect you to do that, Mike.
I appreciate that. You know, I don't like to disappoint.
No, you never do, Mike. You always, I don't know how it always works, but it somehow you always fit the show. It's a very strange, hard to describe thing. But this, so you're listening, you're on the West Coast to go to hockey games? You're on vacation, essentially?
You know, I travel a lot. You know, you get older, you have a little bit of time on your hands, and I like to travel. You know, I take the Winnebago.
You sound like a retired guy. Is there a Mrs. Babone now?
No, there hasn't been for crash quite a long time. It's hard.
Is there Mr. Babone? You know.
Wait, what happened to Mrs. Babone?
You know, she's moved on. You know, we
You split up.
Yeah, we split up a long time ago.
I thought
ago,
she was,
you know,
dead. No.
God
what was
forbid,
the cause of the split?
I'd be
really somber if that was.
I'd be heartbroken. You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
you do talking to really somber.
Although
it would be tough. Yeah,
although you did split up, so
I'd be down in the dumps. You know. I mean, that's how I felt.
I would hope,
you know?
So. If your ex-wife dies, you should be unhappy about that. But
there's no question. I don't want to be a prime suspect if something, you know, happened there, eh?
Mike, what did happen between Mr. and Mrs. Babone? What was the cause of the split? I mean, I don't want to get too deep here, but
you know, if we're talking deep here, we might as well, you know, get the ball rolling, eh?
Yeah.
With the puck moving. you know,
your love of hockey. You loved hockey too much.
Well, it's not only the love of hockey and the game itself, but, you know, she thought I was a puck short of a hockey game, if you will, when I went on this quest to get on the Tonight Show, and that, for her, was the final, it was the final stick,
she thought
you know, that broke off my leg, as they say.
Yeah.
Did she say Jay Leno or me?
Well, pretty much. She gave me an ultimatum, and I said, look, you know, hon, I love you so much, and I just...
It's my dream, eh?
It's my dream, eh? You know, you live one time.
Of
you
course.
Know, help support Babone, and you know, and then she met Bill, and she thought he was kind of sleazy, and I you know, I...
From
I,
Bill's
I
tar pit?
Her.
She didn't appreciate Bill from Bill's tar pit and
you
ribs?
Know, she thought that it was unsanitary the way he was preparing the meat, you know, right on the hood, and...
I kind of agree with
her. What are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, well, God, I'm sorry to hear that. I can't believe she would deny you your dream, though, to be on The Tonight Show.
Well, you know, look, I'm not the only one. There are a lot of Babones out there, and it's hard. It's very hard, and you just got to do the best you can in life, and sometimes you're dealt with, you know, a tough deck of cards, and other cases, you know, a 10th-round draft pick. But, you know, you do what you can, and that's...
I'm not sure
what I do. You know, I keep on fighting. I get out of the penalty box. I get out there on the ice and have a good shift.
I love all the hockey references.
I feel like Babone is full of these cliches that aren't really cliches. these sayings that he's making up
as he goes along. He's creating new cliches every time he
sounds like real.
I try to. You know, some people accuse me of being a Canadian cliche, but, you know, I take it to heart. You know, it's what it is. And, you know, I just, you know, love to talk to folks, and especially... You know, being with Drew and Mike, I mean, this is, it's like I said, it's quite an honor. It's almost like, you know, being given a maple leaf. So it's very nice. I'm very touched.
It's like an old glove, too. You just get right back
into
it. Oh,
jeez. Yeah, you remind me of my childhood there. You know, like an old gauntlet, like from the 1970s, like Daryl Sittler or Lanny McDonald. And, oh, gosh, those were great. You know, made out of leather, too. You know, all made in Canada before outsourcing.
Before outsourcing. Hey, Mike, I got to tell you, I can't believe we're actually talking to you. This is killing me, but we got to move along. We only have so much time left, but it's great to be in touch, and we'll definitely get back in touch with you. Keep us posted on what you're doing.
Oh, no, I definitely will. I'll let you know my whereabouts, and if I'm ever out in Detroit, I'd love to, you know, catch a Red Wings game or something. Maybe if you guys get a skybox seat or something. And
yeah, we'll find it. We'll find a place for you for sure. It might not be in
all
the
right,
skybox.
I'll bring the beer and the poutine, you know, so it'll be nice.
Sounds good, Mike. All right, Mike, thanks so
beauty,
much.
Eh? Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Great talking to you.
Be in touch with Bone.
Likewise.
We'll see you, buddy.
Keep up the good fight, eh?
Thank you.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Mike Babone. Oh, my God, that was him.
I know. It's been about... What, 16 years?
I forgot. It's funny. When you said you had his phone number and you started talking to him, I was trying to think, why did I like talking to Mike Babone? Why was he ever a factor in our show? And then as we started talking, I realized, because he's so... There's something just so regular about the guy. It's
it's a stupid innocence.
Yeah, and it never stops. There's no, you can't stop him from being that way. No matter how many times you call him out, he just keeps going. He forges ahead.
And it might be the worst character in the world of characters. That's what I love about it.
I love that you called out his bad analogies and cliches.
Yeah.
They are. He does. He makes up horrible cliches and analogies.
Oh,
and
you know, it's like when your laces break on your skate, eh?
But the way he says them, he makes them sound like they've been in the nomenclature for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Babone.
You don't want to go driving when your fuel's not full, eh?
Just dumb saying.
I mean, no doubt. He said no doubt.
I know. It's like driving with your gas cap off. Oh, my
God. You know, sometimes you got the wipers on and it's not even raining, eh?
Yeah, boy. It didn't take him long to figure out the absurdity of his character.
What?
When he started eulogizing Johnny and his wife. But did he have a wife? Did he really have an ex-wife? Is that true?
No, everything Babone said. He doesn't lie. Babone never lies.
I don't know. I wonder about him.